The Arizal tells us that the word Pesach is made up of two words, peh, soch, the mouth speaks, which means that when a person is in exile, when a person is in prison, the greatest prison of all is when a person can't think straight, when a person is in a state of confusion. There's a pasuk, Lochein golo ami mibli das. Therefore, my nation was in exile from lack of das, lack of intelligence, lack of ability to think clearly. So that when a person is thinking clearly, that's referred to as redemption. When a person is confused, or a constricted consciousness, as it's called, where a person can't think, that's called golus, that's called exile. And we know that when we speak about different levels of creation in the world, we're taught that there are four basic levels. There's doimim, inanimate objects, tzomeach, plants, chai, animals, and medaber, human beings. You would think that human beings would be called Adam, but it's not. The definition, the term that's used to define man is medaber. And what really differentiates us from all other levels of creation is this ability to speak. Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, tells us in chapter 29 in Likut Imran, however, animals speak also. So what's, they also communicate somehow. So how is it that we are called Medaber? And he says that what differentiates us is Dibur with Das. When a person is speaking with intelligence, where before they let something out of their mouth, they think it over very carefully. They think it through several times. The Rambam says that a person should try, before they make any important statement, to play it in their mind four times, to think it over four times before they're ready to say something. The Torah says, "Hachayim v'hamoves biyad haloshon." Life and death are in the tongue. A person can say the wrong thing to a person, and it could be like a sword. So Rabbeinu Zal says that dibur, speech, is really defined as speech when it has das, intelligence to it. There's a pasuk, mipiv das usvuna, that from a person's mouth comes forth their intelligence. Now the question is there something that a person needs to do to activate this intelligence, to turn on this das? And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the way that a person does that is by praising tzaddikim. When a person speaks about the greatness of tzaddikim, telling a story about them, or in general referring, expressing their greatness, that's something that gives a person expanded consciousness. It wakes up the mind, the brain of the person, and gets their brain working well, so that when they speak, the words coming out of their mouth should be with das. And Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk about the angels. We know that angels speak, and angels also speak about the praise of Hashem. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Baruchu Hashem Malachov, bless Hashem, praise Hashem, you angels, Giboirei Koyach, who are very powerful, Oisei Devoroi, you create speech, his speech, Lishmoya Bekoil Devoroi, so that the speech should be heard and accepted. Because here again, Rabbeinu Zal tells us that when is speech considered speech? We said when it has intelligence, when it has seichel to it. And speech is considered speech also when people are willing to listen to what a person has to say. If a person is talking and what they're saying doesn't appeal to anybody, nobody's interested in listening to what they're saying, then that speech doesn't count. What makes speech count is when it's niskabel, when it's heard, when it's listened to, when it's accepted. And just as we see by the angels, The pasuk begins by saying, first bless Hashem, first praise Hashem. Then lishmoya bekoil devoroi, then your words will be heard. Hashem is called the tzaddik of the world. The pasuk says, tzaddik Hashem bechol derochav. Hashem is a tzaddik in all of his ways. So Rabbein Azal tells us that when a Jew is in a situation where they need to speak, and they need that their words should be received properly, well, people should be willing to listen to what they have to say, one of the ways that a person could ensure this is by first speaking about the praises of tzaddikim.